Hello everyone and welcome to a brand new series of our favourite colour and decorating podcast, Let's Colour. I'm Marianne Shillingford.
And I'm Steph King. And thank you so much for joining us again for our first episode of 2021. We are so excited to be back.
We are, and it's been a roller coaster of a year and we still haven't found those breaks yet. So grab your paintbrushes and your colour charts because we're off.
And this being the first episode of 2021 is something that we definitely all need a little bit more of right now. It is all about the colours of love. That's really cheesy, isn't it? But yeah. I like it. I'm going to go with it. The colours that you fall hook, line and sinker for that create the backdrop of a happy and harmonious home.
Or the colours that you have a crush on and your partner just hates because they're just jealous. But you have to find the perfect shade for you both to fall in love with for that decorating project.
Marianne and I will be sharing what we know about how colour can play Cupid in your home in our colour lookbook section.
And then we'll be talking to a leading relationship coach and couples counsellor who'll be giving us some tips on how to keep the embers of love burning bright through the most stressful DIY projects.
And then on to my favourite part of the entire show, we will be checking into the Dr. Dulux surgery and prescribing some remedies for your decorating dilemmas.
And of course, to finish up, we'll leave you with a feel-good colour story, proving to you just how much a bit of colour can make life better.
What a show! Well, we best get on with it, really. So, Marianne, hello! Our first official podcast hello of 2021.
I know.
So, tell me what you have been loving this week. See what I did there?
I know. I've been falling in love with my paintbrushes again. So I've been doing lots of painting, trying to distract myself from being quite bored at the weekends because there's nothing to do.
No.
However, I have also been taking a leaf out of your Netflix book and I have been absolutely addicted and fallen in love with Call My Agent. It's amazing. It's a French series and it's so sexy and fun and absolutely brilliant. It's a real antidote to boredom. So definitely check that out.
I haven't heard of that one actually. So I will have to check out a bit of Call My Agent. That sounds really, really interesting. I tell you what, I'm following on from your theme with what I have been loving. What's on my love list? I'm getting all the love puns in there today. What's on my love list this week? I have been loving my new Netflix obsession. So I'm all with you on Netflix at the moment. The Queen's Gambit. I'm a little late to the party on The Queen's Gambit, but I am loving that. And also, I smashed through series 4 of The Crown. And on both of those series, I'm in awe of actually a lot of the kind of interiors and a lot of the fashion references from those kind of eras. They're amazing. I'm completely in love with all of those kind of 60s, 70s interiors that you see on The Queen's Gambit. Have you watched it, Marianne?
I have. And it's the colour, that sort of, it's the cinematography and the colour. There are these hidden heroes of colour that we never really talk about. And I don't know if they ever get an Oscar, but the colouring of a movie or a film or a series is the thing that makes it for me. So it's the sets, it's the kind of like being immersed in the 60s for The Queen's Gambit is just incredible. And yeah, The Crown, we love The Crown, we love the costumes, we love the story. But I think if you take a little moment, and especially if you with The Queen's Gambit, it's that colour of the whole scene that conjures up time and a time where everything was sort of richer and tastier and it sort of feels and sort of looks so warm. So yeah, I absolutely love that. I'm with you with that.
Love it. I think I'm on about episode 5 at the moment, so I've got a few more to go, but I don't want it to end for sure. I can't not mention what's been going on in our life during our 9-to-5 alliances. So we have been loving life at the office as well at the moment. Ooh. Because we have got such exciting things in the pipeline for this year. So we mentioned in the last series about the return of changing rooms. And for the benefit of you who don't know and didn't tune into the previous series, we revealed that Dulux will be involved in the return of changing rooms in 2021, later this year. So we are incredibly excited about that, aren't we?
I know. I've just been reading a feature about Lawrence doing all of his office work from his bed, which I think you and I actually ought to do. I think that would be a great idea.
Yeah, take a leaf out of his book. I'd love to do that, definitely. I would be rather distracted though, probably wanting to watch The Queen's Gambit more than anything, actually do some work. But we can't talk loads about changing rooms, of course, because it is top secret. But we have had a little sneak preview, haven't we, into what the designers have been designing. And it looks amazing.
We've had to sign a non-disclosure agreement. Our lips are sealed, but wow, I cannot wait. The program is going to be amazing. I mean, honestly, it is just, I looked at it and I squealed, you know, I kind of like,
me
part
too.
In horror. I was thinking, how the hell is that going to happen? But amazing. It is just going to be amazing. Yeah, yeah. Because you and I get to sort of be behind the scenes and support the designers when they're putting these looks together. And that's one of the fun bits of our job is actually, even though we're kind of in the background and we're not there on the screen, we are definitely there in the fabric of the show, helping make it look as great as it can possibly be.
Absolutely. It's just going to be so epic. So I can't wait to tell all of our listeners about all of those juicy bits of gossip that are most likely going to come from the show when we do actually kind of get hands on in the show itself. So listen out for those juicy bits of tidbits that we can kind of fill everyone in on later this year.
Do you think we'll get Lawrence on? Do you think we'll get Lawrence on the show?
I don't know. Should we? We'll ask him. Because of course we're going to be best buds anyway, aren't we? So if he's not too busy working from his bed.
From his bedroom.
Well, we'll have to disturb him. Maybe he can do the podcast from his bed. How about that?
We could all do that.
We could
not from the same bed, but our beds.
Look, we've taken it too far. We've taken it too far. We need to move on. I tell you something I'm not loving though, Marianne. This is a true, real life story here. It's not a feel-good colour story, but it is a real life story. I'm not loving lockdown birthdays. They're pretty miserable, aren't they? We have finished recording this, I'm literally rushing out to my nearest supermarket to literally purchase whatever I can reasonably find as a gift for Mr. K, because it is his birthday tomorrow and what I have ordered hasn't arrived. So I'm in panic mode. Lockdown has caused me all sorts of issues, and for that reason, I don't think I'm going to be winning any Wife of the Year awards.
That is why we have a relationship counsellor on later on, Steph, for these very problems, these lockdown love problems.
I might need her number, I have to be honest. So anyway, on that love-related bombshell, shall we get on with today's show?
We should do, yes, let's do that.
So for those of you who are new to the podcast, this is the part of the show where we take a good look at a colour or topic in decorating that everyone is talking about at the moment. And in this, the month of which Valentine's Day lives, how can we talk about anything else but the colours of love and romance?
Yes, forget the chocolates and roses, Steph. If you want to rekindle that love life of yours, get your paintbrushes out.
Might have to at this rate with the old birthday lockdown situation. Anyway, what are the colours that make us all hot under the collar? What do you think, Marianne? What's your opinion on that?
The colours of love have to be red. Immediately you think of red, you think of red roses, you think of red hearts, red lipstick, red shoes, red dress. So that kind of like hot night out. But in our homes, if you wanted to rekindle a little bit more romance, you would have to be quite careful of red. I don't know if you remember that advert we used to have that was a woman, she painted her bedroom red, husband comes home, they have a really great time, and then the next time we see her in the advert, she's got three kids and they're all crying and she's painting the red back out in a lovely cream colour. Now, because red is the colour of love and passion, and if you want to spice up your love life in the bedroom, I would definitely choose a red. However, you might want to decorate it back quite quickly. And so these colours, I think they're gorgeous, stimulating, but maybe too much. I don't know. What do you think, Steph?
Yeah, I have to say, I absolutely love that advert, by the way. That's literally the life I'm living at the moment. There's no red walls in my bedroom, I can tell you that. I've got enough children already. I really like red. You know, I like red as a colour. I like wearing the occasional bit of red, but I do find it to be one of those colours that is really quite like a lot, really. It's too much, I think, sometimes, especially if you are in a space in your home where you are occupying for quite a lot of your time. It is kind of quite visually draining, isn't it, really? Because it is holding your attention for such a long period of time, it actually kind of, you know, fatigues you in a way. Mm. So whilst I do like red, I am personally not a fan of perhaps putting it on the wall. I would much prefer to use it in accents or accessories or a kind of pattern, or perhaps use different tones of red. Where would you use red in your home, Marianne?
I think you can team red with other colours as well to kind of like capture its all its positive vibes and let it not overwhelm the space. And I think that if you team it with colours like lovely soft greens and greys, it just takes that kind of scariness out of it. And I actually love red in a dining room or a dining space, especially a grown-up dining space. And I also love red in a workspace. And I know that you've got red in one of your workspaces that is incredible. And it's so amazing. Whenever I look at it, I think, oh my goodness, that's so brave. And it looks so good. So I think if we can just capture the passion of red and take out the scariness of it, the raciness of it, then maybe that works better. So what reds do you think will capture that sense of a sort of gentle passion, maybe, rather than the overwhelming passion? What reds would you suggest, Steph?
Well, I think that although I don't like that real bold red, I definitely think there are some different tones of red. So some lighter shades of red and, of course, some darker shades of red that I think are equally as stimulating and beautiful, but just not so arresting and fatiguing, I think, on your eyes or on your relationship. Relationship for that matter. So as you just picked up on, actually, Marianne, this is amazing red that I have used in my office space, which is called Dark Garnet. And it's really quite a dark red with real kind of, yeah, like a real kind of richness to it, which I think is really beautiful. So although you would put it as a red, it's kind of so dark, it almost feels almost kind of like a chocolatey sort of colour. Really, really love that colour for sure. So I definitely think you should check that out. And then, of course, you know, there are lighter reds, which, of course, we refer to as pink. And we all know how much we both like pink because we made an entire episode on it in the last series. So definitely think that there are some beautiful pinks out there as well that I think are a really good alternative to a really bright red. What about pinks? Have you got some favourite pinks, Marianne?
I absolutely love pink. I think this sort of bringing love into the home and kind of like turning the dial up gently on romance, pink does that for me. And because pink is such a lovely colour that appeals to both sexes, it's wonderful. And it's not just for the bedroom, but for living rooms as well. And I think it gives us this, it's like an embrace colour. Pastel pinks, the beautiful petal pinks. And I know that weirdly it sort of works with so many other colours. You just have to be brave. So it would naturally go with a complementary colour. So complementary colours being the colours that lie opposite in the colour wheel. So a complementary colour to pink would be a really lovely soft green, and that combo in a room is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, pink is just is romance, not without the passion, but it's romance. It's soft, it's gentle, it's naughty, you know, it's flirty. And if you think of, you know, when you're embarrassed when you meet somebody you fall in love with or kind of like you fancy on the tube, even, you know, you go pink. And that's the kind of, for me, that's the colour of love.
We're getting such an insight into your life with these pink suggestions.
I know. Every time I see the colour pink, it always makes me smile as well. So I think that's for me, I would say rather than red, it would definitely be the colour of love is pink.
And there are so many shades of pink as well. So I know it's really easy to say pink and think of, you know, little girls' bedroom, that kind of real pastel pink colour. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with pastel pink if that's the aesthetic that you want to go for. But if you wanted pink in a more grown-up space, you know, go for something that has got a little bit more of a grey-ish undertone to it, that's a little bit warmer and a little bit more kind of grown up, perhaps. And therefore it makes it a lot easier for both sexes to live with, you know, or if you have someone in your household that perhaps doesn't like pink as much as you do, you know, it's something that you can very much use as a bit more of an accent.
Yeah, there's that lovely colour called pressed petal, which is just like a dried, it's so beautiful. It's dried, like a dried petal in a book of love poems, I think.
We can describe it as that.
And that is so lovely because it's not in your face. However, do you know what? I love a hot pink. I love to see hot pink things. And I think hot pink captures that naughtiness and cheekiness. And hot pink, if you're really brave and you love a strong colour, then hot pink teamed with really amazing lime colours and lots of foliage is just awesome.
Yeah, I completely agree. I love just a really like a real shot of hot pink somewhere, I think it can really look actually very stylish. So, you know, if you were to use it everywhere, then it would end up obviously looking a little bit less, a little bit more boudoir and a little bit less sophisticated than perhaps using a shot of it. But I really do think it can add such vibrancy and energy to a scheme.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of really lovely colours actually that we have that I absolutely love. So there's a colour called Sumptuous Plum, which I just love the name of. You can just imagine what that colour looks like, can't you, already? And it's not, you know, like a real in-your-face pink, but it's got enough oomph to it that it could really add a lot of intensity to a room, but without being completely overpowering. So I really love that colour. So yeah, definitely one to check out. Hot pinks, pastel pinks, grown-up pinks. We've got a pink for everyone.
Another colour of love I don't think we can overlook is chocolate.
Yes, of course.
No, you know, chocolate is a colour that's kind of like, when you look at it, it's visually smooth, it's sensual, it's relaxing. And chocolate combined with pinks look amazing. Chocolate with red looks amazing. And those colour combos can capture this essence of love in your house, or this kind of like lovely, kind of cosy feeling. So I don't think you should discount any chocolate with any of those colours.
No, definitely. And I think if you were to say to someone, you know, have you thought about brown in for your interiors, they would probably go, no, and you've gone crazy. However, yeah, there is something about this kind of velvety, indulgent nature of chocolate that just makes it sound so much more special than just saying brown. And there are some really lovely brown colours that you can use. Perhaps not everywhere. Don't use it on all your four walls, because you probably will start to look a little bit less than you thought, than your vision was painting for you at the beginning of your journey. But definitely do consider, again, using it in like a little nook, or in a bookcase perhaps, or somewhere where it's really going to kind of sing for you. And there are some, yeah, like I say, lovely shades out there. So definitely don't discount chocolate.
I've seen a lovely behind a bed where you've got a big stripe of a beautiful rich pink, and then either side there's chocolate. So you've got this stripe that just goes up behind the bed, and then two stripes of pink either side. And oh my goodness, that is so cool.
I think that looks beautiful, actually. And again, you probably wouldn't think of putting essentially brown with pink, because you'd think, well, why would one do that? But, you know, that chocolate and those lovely kind of rich pink colours, I bet go really
strawberries
fabulously together.
Dipped in chocolate, Steph. Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
There you go. Just continuing with the romance theme here. Love that. What colour is your bedroom, Marianne?
Well, Steph, it used to be a rich flame orange, which was amazing. But now it's blue. So I probably need a rethink.
Depends what you're in the market for, doesn't it, really? Do you know what? Mine is also blue. Unsurprisingly, probably, seeing as I already have all the children that I'll ever need in my house. Wonder what that says about us, hey?
Wow.
But anyway, we should move swiftly on. So we have got a really exciting section of the show coming up. This is the section of the show where we talk to a special guest. And who is our special guest today?
Well, Steph, it's Francine Kay, the UK's leading relationship coach, TV personality and best-selling author. And she's going to give us some great tips on how to have a harmonious, love-filled home and keep the peace, especially when you're doing decorating in the time of coronavirus.
So, Francine, tell me about yourself and what it is you do.
Oh my goodness, that's such a big question to start off with. Okay, so what I do is I make relationships work whether people are together or apart. So my skill is being able to look at life through somebody else's lens. And the gorgeousness of that is that if I'm working with a couple, there are oftentimes couples have said when they go to counselling that they feel like the counsellor might favour one or the other of them, or they feel like one might be on the other person's side. That never happens with me, because I have a skill that I am able to step into the other person's shoes and look at the world through their lens, which includes person-centred counselling, includes coaching, includes NLP, includes nonviolent language. I'm an Imago clinical therapist. I'm also an ADR family therapist and family facilitator. I've been looking at the somatic ways of working with the body, the sensory way of experiencing our mind and our body. body together. I've done so, and I do so much work. I mean, I eat this stuff. So, you know, every 5 minutes there's a podcast on of some kind, so that I'm very, very honed in managing the couple, helping them to communicate with each other and helping them to step into each other's worlds and look out through their lens. And of course, that makes all the difference.
I love that. This episode is all about love, the color of love. And we're coming up to Valentine's Day, and it's all about the color of love. In your opinion, is there such thing as a color of love? When you think of love, what would be the color you would think of, maybe?
I think everyone has their own color of love. So when I was talking to my children about it, one couple are married, the other one, she's still single, and a couple of friends too, and myself, we came up with different colours. And I think that's incredibly symbolising who we are energetically and what colour does for us. So the colour of love for me would be a brilliant orange, but an orange that's got a lot of depth to it. So it's warm, it's vibrant, it's pulsating, it's the sun at its best. You know, that's for me. And then there's shades of that. So in love for me as well, then there's the softer shades of orange, which is where I'm feeling much calmer, but I'm very settled in love. And then there are the passionate, you know, sort of like the sun's really at its fullest, orangey colours. And all of the shades of orange for me are the shades of love, because they bring me so much warmth. So love for me is about warmth. Oh. And that's the colours. Whereas if I ask my daughter, what's the colour of love? She'll go with shades of pink. And I think that is because in some ways she's got a much more feminine side to her. So I think when you start thinking about colour in terms of your life, actually your own colours represent your own personality, your own energy, and they might be different to the colours of your partner. But what we know about colours is we can blend them all. I mean, you see a garden of flowers, nothing clashes.
Oh, it's beautiful. Now, everybody in lockdown has been picking up a paintbrush. There's nothing else to do. And we've seen this enormous resurgence of a love of decorating. However, when it comes to choosing colours that absolutely express what you want and what you need from your home, there can be massive rows. So I like blue. He doesn't like blue. She likes blue. She doesn't like blue. And it's this kind of, how would you, as a leading relationship counsellor, how would you give some top tips on making a decision that you'll both be happy with in terms of choosing a colour?
So the first thing that I would say is that both of you by yourselves should write down what colours you would like to see in your home. Imagine you're going to be doing the whole house. You know, people start generally with one room. Imagine doing the whole house. And the reason I say the whole house is because different rooms may appear to you in different ways. So whereas your kitchen may be lovely and bright and sunshiny, your lounge might be much softer and warmer and cozier. So individually write down the colours and then use this. It's a lovely game. I mean, it's a lovely thing to do. You say to your partner, okay, so if I had my way, the bedroom would be yellow and it would be floral and it would be like this. And your partner goes, absolutely not. I was thinking for sort of like grey and sort of with some splashes of maybe black and gold. Okay, so now I have to ask you, if we did it in those colours for you, what would it provide you with? What's the feelings that it would evoke for you? What does that do for you? Well, that makes me feel quite strong in the bedroom. It's fairly masculine. It isn't too feminine. You know, I don't feel like I'm being emasculated in my own bedroom, you know. And she says, no, I would go for yellow and whatever, because for me, that's, you know, fresh and bright and one thing and another. Okay, so we understand why the other person is going for that colour. But we're poles apart. So now let's see if we could find a colour that works for both of us. So you know what I want. I know what you want. I'm going to go up. I'm going to go up or down. I don't know how it works with colour, to go to a darker shade. You're going to come down lighter. Let's go to the next level. And now he's coming up with something like, he's gone a bit sort of silvery and he's brought in some other sort of pale blues or whatever. And I've come down to a greeny sort of colour. So I've gone up in my shading and whatever. And now we could mutually find something. If we can't do it exactly, we could have certain pieces in the room that represent us. You know, and this, I think, is very, very important. There's always got to be something floral in the bedroom for me.
I love that. I love that. I think as well, there's this idea of engaging a partner in the decision making. There's always one dominant person. And generally in decorating, from our experience, it's women that choose the colours and men go along with it. So have you got any tips about engaging in a decision? I mean, it could be a decision about buying a new sofa, you know, or choosing a colour for your walls.
Yeah, I mean, that, it's so very often that. And the reason is because I think a lot of men feel that whether they say they prefer blue and you're saying pink, if we don't have pink, then you're not going to be happy anyway. And I really can't be bothered with the confrontation and conflict. What does it matter to me? I'll sit on pink. You know, because men would like to go for a much happier, easier life on the whole when it comes to things like this. You know, this is not, as far as they're concerned, the major decisions of life. But for some men, it is, because I've had some men who said, you know what, I go into that house and even the colour of it, I've never felt like it was my home. But I never said anything about it because, you know what, I would have only come against her saying, no, I want this colour, I want this colour. The reason it's very, very important is because this is both your homes. So if you're going to live there together, don't you want your partner to feel comfortable? Don't you want them to feel safe? Don't you want them to feel like their home is their castle, is their sanctuary? Is the place where they can come home from work, and there's a separation between work and home. Home feels like home. So what colour is home to you?
Francine, I'm going to ask you one more question. What is your favourite colour?
And I've got goosebumps, literally got goosebumps as you're asking me. It's orange. The challenge is that when I do the work that I do with couples, I am sometimes a little bit concerned about wearing orange because your mood, you know, is... I'm setting a stage in some ways, especially when we're working online. So if I do orange, that's why I'll go into an autumn palette, because I can have colours of autumn. But orange does it for me every time. My ideal room would be bohemian and those beautiful colours of Morocco, all of that, thrown in with a bit of beach as well, beachy stuff as well. I just love colour. Love colour. Bright, lovely, happy, jolly colours.
You are the epitome of bright, happy, jolly colours. I share your love of orange. Orange makes me feel really happy. Thank you so much. You really have been wonderful to talk to. Absolutely wonderful.
Pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure.
Oh, amazing. So colour and love do go together like red wine and chocolate when it comes to matters of the heart and making life better.
Of course they do. But we already knew that.
Well, Marianne, before you go all mushy and start planning that new red bedroom of yours, it is time to slip on your white jacket and lend your ear to the nation as we move on to one of our favourite parts of the podcast. It is, of course, the bit where we ask our very own doctor of decorating, Marianne, mm-hmm. to prescribe the antidote for your DIY ailments. So, Marianne, are you ready for today's decorating dilemmas?
I absolutely am.
So our first question is from a listener who got in touch with us on Instagram and had a question for you about creating a brighter space for their home for their little boy. Jasmine from Inverness asks, I want to create a brighter, happy room, but I just don't want a feature wall of colours that would be all too much to look at. Can you help?
I love this question. A bright and happy space for a home. Who doesn't want a bright and happy space for a home? I think when it comes to colour, you have to be quite careful about bright colours because bright and jolly can often be quite overwhelming in a space. And so what I would do is have a look for your favourite colours, buy testers before you do anything else. And maybe when you're choosing colours, choose a bright version and choose something a little softer. Because when you get them on the walls, you'll be amazed at how bright a colour looks when you actually see it in a bigger volume than you do in a colour guide. So always try testers first. And I would say colours like yellows and oranges and pinks are colours that immediately make us happy, the warm end of the spectrum. And if you're using those colours, you can balance those colours by adding lots of plants in greens, or you can add little shots of blue and green in on the walls. And I would suggest, rather than having a feature wall, because you don't particularly want a feature wall, I would do a feature. What I mean is like a big shape. So it could be, you could zone a space, or you could mark off, you could have several colours on the wall in geometric shapes and combine those colours together. So you have this lovely spot in your house that when you turn and look at it, you can't help but smile. And that will create you something that you can smile at, but won't overwhelm the space.
That's really great advice there, actually. Colour choice is really incredibly important when it comes to choosing the right colour for that kind of happy, harmonious vibe that you want to create, but not being so kind of arresting that it's kind of causing you to feel like it's too much and you don't want to use that space. You absolutely don't want that at all. We did talk in our previous series a lot about colour, and we did deep dives into each one of our colours in the episodes in series one. So if you did want some additional advice on each of the colour areas, then definitely do check out those episodes, because they will give you lots more insight into the do's and don'ts of all of the colours in the spectrum. And the other thing that I was just going to point out, Marianne, as well, on top of that, is you hit the nail on the head there with buying a tester, for sure, because some of these colours can look on the small square that you get on a colour guide or in an article that you read online can look like they're the perfect colour for you. But the reality is, when you paint those out, they always dry slightly darker, slightly brighter than you think that they will. So definitely do get a tester and definitely paint out as much of it as you can. And that my top tip for testers is always paint it on a piece of paper, like a lining paper, for example, and move it around the room at different times so that you can really get a feel for that colour and if it's right for your space. And if it really is the colour that's going to make you happy and look as bright as what you wanted. Those would be my top tips for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. Well, hopefully that has given our listener loads of things to think about there and answered that question. So are you ready for another decorating dilemma?
I am. Fire away.
So again, this is a great question from one of our Dulux UK followers called Emma from Fareham. And her question is all about some complementary colour scheme suggestions for a bedroom. I'm looking for a colour to go with Tranquil Dawn for my bedroom. It has lots of natural daylight. What do you suggest?
So a colour to go with Tranquil Dawn with a bedroom that has lots of natural light. Well, Tranquil Dawn is such a beautiful colour for amplifying this light. And you can do a couple of things. First thing is to look at contrasting colours. So a contrasting colour to green, which is Tranquil Dawn is a green, is red. And I wouldn't go red. Maybe you could, because you've got that beautiful red and green combination in your room, Steph. But I would suggest something maybe softer. And I'm going to go back to these pinks, because pink and Tranquil Dawn together look absolutely amazing. In fact, if you type Tranquil Dawn into Google, they will come up and press images. There will be some lovely combinations where you'll see how that looks with pink. It looks absolutely amazing. What you could also do if you didn't fancy the idea of pink, I would look at neutral colours. And these are the colours of stone and sand and all of the natural materials in the natural environment. And I would go for a very, very soft warm grey, like polished pebble. Absolutely gorgeous. And so you just get that subtle shift between the two colours. And maybe you've got Tranquil Dawn on one wall or a big block of Tranquil Dawn, and then paint the rest of the room in polished pebble.
Yeah, I think those are both fail-safe options for Tranquil Dawn. They are going to look really effortlessly stylish for sure. Depending on how brave you are, though, Emma, I would also suggest that if you wanted something stronger, if you wanted something a little bit more edgy and a bit punchier, then, you know, try a really dark colour with Tranquil Dawn as well, because Tranquil Dawn is one of those almost, it's so beautiful in the tone that it has. It can almost operate as a neutral in itself. So it almost provides the perfect backdrop for something a bit stronger with it. So Marianne there mentioned, and I mentioned earlier, about having dark garnet as a colour to complement Tranquil Dawn in my office space. Now, I don't use lots of it. It is literally in a kind of alcove bookshelf that I've built, but it just kind of adds a sort of oomph to a colour that could be quite pared back if it was just all there on its own on the four walls. So definitely recommend trying something stronger like dark garnet, which is a very dark red. Perhaps also try with black or something, or really stark colours like a bright white would also look really great with Tranquil Dawn too. So we've got some really great suggestions there, I hope, Emma. So, and it sounds fabulous. So do indeed send us some pictures when you're finished, because we always love to have a look at your projects. Sadly, that means we are almost finished with today's episode. That has gone really quickly.
It always does, sadly, Steph.
I know, it always really does. We could just talk and chat forever, couldn't we? But enough of that before we all start getting a bit emotional about having to go back and do our day jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for a bit of feel-good colour?
Mm-hmm.
Here is Francine Kay, and she is leaving us with her personal feel-good colour moment.
Now, end of the show. We end the show on a thing called Feel Good Colour. And it's a little story or a little nugget of something that you saw or you loved or something that really made you feel great. So where colour made a positive difference to the way you felt.
Oh, yeah. Every single day I walk in a place called Thorndon Country Park. And the colours will change, obviously, with the seasons. But my favourite time is the autumn, when the leaves go that russety goldeny brown that's got some orange in it, but it's got all of those colours. And that can make me cry every single time as you look and the light comes through the trees and it rests on the leaves like that. And I'm connected. And there's blue in the sky and there's just the whole thing going on with those kind of colours, those autumn colours. I just could cry because I've never felt so connected as I feel when I'm doing that, out with the trees and the leaves and I can't even, it's almost hard to put that experience into words. It's just, oh, those colours.
That is the perfect feel-good moment. Honestly, Francine, I can't thank you enough. You have been amazing. Amazing.
So much fun.
Well, what a great note to end on. And with that, we will be back soon with episode 2, where we will be helping to solve the problem of how your living space doubles up as a school, an office, an entertainment centre, but also a home to relax in all at the same time. So please do hit that subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform.
It's been great having you along and thanks for listening. So do join us again for more
Let's Colour!